Southwestern willow flycatcher. The southwestern willow flycatcher, Empidnax trailii extimus, was listed as an endangered species in 1993. It's a small greenish flycatcher with white wing bars and has an upright roosting posture. Like the other three subspecies of willow flycatcher, it has a distinctive Fitzpugh call, originally ranging from near sea level to over 8,500 feet in elevation. Willow flycatcher occurred throughout Arizona and New Mexico and in southern Texas, California, Nevada, and Utah. The flycatcher commonly nests from 2 to 5 meters above the ground, often adjacent to or over water. Intensive surveys and monitoring over the past two decades have revealed about 300 to 500 willow flycatcher nesting pairs throughout its historic range. In Grand Canyon, a pre-dam nesting record was reported at Lee's Ferry. Four pairs nested between miles 50 and 71 until about the year 2000. And nesting also occurred along Havasu and Spencer Creeks and at several riparian sites in uppermost Lake Mead and lowermost Grand Canyon. However, no nesting pairs have been documented in recent years. Nearly all nests in Grand Canyon have been in tamarisk, despite the availability of nearby apparently suitable native vegetation. Typically, more than 80% of the nests found in Arizona each year occur in tamarisk, prompting the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to declare some tamarisk-dominated regions as critical southwestern willow flycatcher habitat. Reasons for the decline of this bird include degradation of winter habitat in Central America and breeding habitat in the Southwest, as well as brood parasitism by brown-headed and bronzed cowbirds. Cowbirds pitch willow flycatcher eggs from their nests, replacing them with their own eggs, and the willow flycatchers may raise cowbirds as their own young. The recent invasion of tamarisk leaf beetle in northern Arizona severely threatens remaining southwest willow flycatcher with further loss of habitat.